Vlad the Drac by Anne Jungman. Read by Brian Cant. Chapter 1. The Godfather. Judy and Paul sat by the phone looking at each other. "What do you want it to be?" asked Paul. "A boy or a girl?"
"I don't think I mind," replied Judy. "But whichever it is, I wish it would hurry up and come."
At that moment, the phone rang. Paul grabbed it.
"Hi, Dad."
"Yes? A girl?
Great! Wonderful!" Judy pulled the phone from him. "How's Mum?"
"Good. Great, super, brill. Give her our love and we'll come and see the baby tomorrow."
"Well," said Paul as she hung up, "we've got a sister."
"Mmm," said Judy. "Isn't it exciting? I wish I could tell someone."
"Yes," agreed Paul. "It would be nice to share the news.
But Dad will phone Gran and all the relatives."
"I know," suggested Judy. "Let's tell Vlad."
"We could, I suppose," said Paul, "but Romania is a long way."
"But he is like one of the family," insisted Judy. "Even Dad agreed to that when you were in hospital."
"That's true," said Paul.
"All right, let's phone him. After all, the birth of a new stone is pretty important news."
So they found Vlad's phone number and looked in the telephone directory for information on how to make an international call.
"Here it is," said Paul. "Look, for Romania you dial 01040 and then the person's number."
"The vampire's number," corrected Judy.
So they rang through and waited for Vlad to answer. At last they heard someone pick up the phone.
"Could I speak to Vlad the Drac, please?" said Paul.